Jesse drove out Route 10 past Upland, where he picked up Route 15 and followed it north to Barstow, where he went east on Route 40. He didn't turn on the radio. He lacked quiet. He set the cruise control to 70 and kept a hand lightly on the steering wheel and slowly settled into himself and allowed his feelings to seep out of the compacted center of himself. He no longer had a badge. He turned it in with his service pistol. There was no wedding ring on his left hand. He smiled without pleasure. Turned that in, too. It made him feel sort of scared to be without a badge or a wedding ring. Not quite 35 and no official status anymore. With his right hand, he fished in the gym bag on the front seat beside him until he found his off-duty gun, a short-barreled Smith & Wesson 38. He arranged it near the top of the bag where it would be easy to reach, and he let his hand rest on it for a time. It made him feel less insubstantial. He stopped at a truck stop outside of Needles, sat at the counter, had orange juice, ham, eggs, potatoes, wheat toast, and 3 cups of coffee with cream and sugar. It made him feel good. Back in the car, cruise control set, he felt a small, fresh hit of excitement. It was afternoon now. The sun was behind him, shining on what he had left. The road spooled out ahead of him, straight to the horizon, nearly empty. Freedom, he thought, and smiled again. No badge, no ring, no problem. You look at it the right way, and that's freedom. He nursed the excitement as long as he could, trying to build on it. He stayed the night in Flagstaff, 250 miles north of where he had been born, and went to the motel bar for supper. He ordered scotch on the rocks and a chicken breast sandwich on a croissant. He ate it because he needed nourishment and drank 2 more scotches and paid and went to his room. Nothing was going to happen when they opened up the dance floor that Jesse wanted to watch. In his room, he got the travel bottle of Black Label out of his suitcase and poured some into one of the little sanitary plastic cups he found in the bathroom. The walk down the hall for ice seemed too long, so he sipped the scotch warm. It was 7:45, getting dark. He was still in the same time zone. Jennifer would be home from work. Actually, she'd probably be fucking Ilya Kruger about now. He let the images of his wife having sex roll behind his eyes as he stared at the now dark window pane and sipped his scotch. His reflection in the window pane looked somber. He grinned at it, raised his glass in a toasting gesture. Go to it, Jen. Fuck your brains out. It's got nothing to do with me. The bravado of it, buoyed with the scotch, made him feel intact for a moment. But he knew it was scotch, and he knew it was bravado, and he knew there was nothing behind the smile in the empty window.